It's been a case of media musical chairs this lunchtime. Our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke, has all of the details. Evelyn, let's start with the news talk and former RTÉ presenter, Pat Kenny.
Yes, well, as you say, media moving chairs is a great way to describe today, because the announcements have all been coming in a flurry this afternoon. So I suppose what we do know, of course, at this point is that David McCullough from this parish, as they say, is moving over to take over the Today programme, that kind of iconic flagship show on RTÉ Radio 1. So that's the 10 to 12 show. That obviously means that Clare is moving on. So the RTÉ announcement confirmed that Clare is departing. And then News Talk confirming just a few minutes ago that Clare is moving to join News Talk and she will take over. It's at a mid-morning programme. We are assuming something around the Pat Kenny current slot that Pat has. Pat is on air from 9 to 12. Now, this all started a little earlier. The detectives have been hard at work all morning because earlier this morning, on air as such, Pat had announced that he was moving on to the weekends. He said at springtime he would be moving from The Daily Show. So that was the first little clue that there was kind of movements afoot, because immediately people are thinking, right, who's getting that chair? And then obviously all this unfolded that Dave McCullough was going to be taking over the Today programme on Radio 1, leaving behind obviously the 6-1 and the Behind the Story podcasts, and for the moment anyway, and then that Clare was moving on to News Talk. So a lot of speculation. I think there's going to be a lot of commentary on this. And I mean, let's talk about Clare Byrne for 1 minute. Clare has been in RTÉ since 2010. She came from News Talk. So this is a return for Clare to News Talk. And she's been at the helm of that show since Sean O'Rourke stepped away in 2020. Now, there's going to be much commentary about this. You know, obviously Clare, there can be any personal reasons why Clare wants to move. But, you know, watch out for this. There will be commentary around the salary cap. We know that RTÉ has a salary cap in place. There is a rule, a line or whatever that nobody can earn more than the DG. His salary is capped at €250,000. We know from the RTÉ annual report in 2023 that Clare Byrne's salary was at €280,000. It is not really a magical thing to think that maybe 5 years on there's some sort of contract negotiations happening. Is that one of the reasons she's leaving? We don't know, obviously, and that's her own personal business, but I'm expecting to see a lot of commentary around that factor in particular. Is that one of the reasons why Clare is moving on?
And if David McCullough is moving from the 6-1 News and he's moving over to present that radio show, we'll be learning what he's earning as well.
Well, we will, if he's, I mean, the top 10 of course are always published, and now we get the executive as well, we get management as well. We're waiting for the annual report, the 2024 annual report, so you know it'll be a year or two if we get those figures. But also it means there's more questions too. Who's going to maybe present the 6-1 in his place? Who's going to present Liveline?
That was my next question.
It's all up for grabs. So I mean, we know there's a process underway, people are invited to apply for that, so it's a really interesting busy time for everybody around the organisation at the moment.
Our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke, thank you so much for joining us.